supported Moses and his father-in-law, Jethro. His father-in-law had brought his wife, Moses' wife, out to the camp where they were encamped out. And so we have this recorded in chapter 18 of Exodus, starting with verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from morning until the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou self alone over, sittest thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening?" And Moses said unto him, unto his father-in-law, "Because of the people come unto me to inquire of God. And when they have a matter, they come unto me, and when I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. That will surely wear away, and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the cause unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, and rulers over hundreds, and rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter that they shall bring unto thee, but every smaller matter they shall judge, so it'll be easier for thyself, and thy shall bear the burden with thee. And if thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to the place in peace." So here we find Moses, we find his father-in-law after they came to the camp and encountered a situation where he noticed, observed Moses sitting from morning to night just judging the people. People will come to Moses to inquire of God. And so Jethro gave him some counsel. And so there's five quick points we want to see here. First of all, Jethro had to get Moses to see that that working nonstop was going to be unsustainable. It's going to be unsustainable for Moses to work at that pace. And Jethro doesn't pull any punches. He said, "Matter of factly, the thing that you do is not good, for both you and these people who are with you shall surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you, and you're not able to perform it by yourself." And so that was the first thing that Jethro had to get Moses to see. This was unsustainable, that you just sit up there from morning to night, and that the people were going to, everybody was going to have to come through Moses. Everybody came through Moses to inquire. And so Jethro said, "It's too much. Something was eventually going to break down. You can't work 12-hour days, 6 days a week and survive. Something eventually will give out." And so Jethro had to help him understand that. Also, Jethro had to help him understand that, "Moses, you're unique in your calling. You're unique." Jethro saw something very important, that while Moses could perhaps do many things well, he had some unique calling where he alone added significant value. And he exhorted Moses, saying, "Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God be with you, and stand before God for the people, so that they may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work that they must do." So Moses had some specific and some special gifts, even though he could probably do a lot of things. Jethro said, "Moses, you got some unique things, and there's some things that you alone should do because they're unique and they're special to you." Moses needed to offload some of those other things, some of those other minor things that others could do, so he could focus on those things that only he could do. And so the important thing that Jethro had to get Moses to see, that, "Moses, you got some unique things. Yes, you need to teach people about God. You need to show them how to work and how to walk and how to do some things. But some of this other stuff you can offload and give it to some other qualified people. You can delegate the rest." And then Jethro tells Moses to select some qualified leaders to assist you. Go out, look among them, get some qualified leaders. He goes about and he even gives them a standard, you know, select some men here. Moreover, that thou shalt provide all of the people be able to, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, place them such over them. Sounds familiar to us over in Acts. Don't we have that same with the Grecian widows were getting elected? Didn't they say find some men of good report, men of filled with the Holy Ghost, men that would stand up and be true and honest? Well, that as the disciple, as the apostles did on the in the early church, they delegated some work because the people came to them with the problem. And Peter and James and them said, hey, we cannot leave our work. We have some unique work. We can't leave our work because we've got to be praying and doing the things that we're doing. We can't leave our work to go wait tables. So we need to delegate this. You need to go find some brothers and then put them in charge of this work. And so over and over in scriptures, we are charged to select qualified leaders. In the New Testament, Paul selected qualified leaders. In Titus, in the book of Titus, Paul selected Titus. He said, this is why I left you in Greece, so you could set things in order. Paul told Timothy, the things that you've heard from me, you also share them to faithful men who can do likewise. Paul told the elders in Acts chapter 17, he said that, he told the elders, now unto you, unto the you overseers, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the flock, which is the church of God. So we are instructed to pick qualified people and put them in place and let them be leaders. And then give those leaders some responsibility. Jethro told Moses, give them some responsibility. We're going to put some over 1,000, some over 50, some over hundreds, and some over 50. So we had a kind of a little rank structure. We'll break it down, put people over a certain amount of people, give them some responsibility and some authority. So Jethro was very practical. He understood that a leader's span of control was about 10 people. He established a simple organizational hierarchy with different levels of responsibility, and he provided this outline to Moses. And then finally, the last thing he said, he told Moses, only do those things which others cannot do. Jethro advocated that Moses was to manage by exception. He said, then it will be that every great matter that they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you that they will bear the burden with you. So Moses, deal with the weightier matters. Deal with the things that only you can deal with, the things that are unique to you. Let these other smaller things, let other people judge those matters. You don't handle it all. And so this is a very important message. It even comes down to us as leaders today. And what we're going to do this afternoon after we conclude our service and we break up into our groups, we're going to start to put together a footprint and put together people and designate people to do work so that we can control and we can do things here at the Newport News congregation. Me and Brother Maxwell, even Brother Disney, we don't need to do it all. We can't do it all. That's unsustainable. As Jethro told his son-in-law Moses, you can't do it all. We can't do it all. And so we need to break it down. We need to break responsibilities down and give people authority, qualify people, and let them go to work. And so we're going to be doing that. The men, we're going to be in here talking about the areas of responsibility of this church and how and where and find it out and dignifying where men want to work and seeing where they want to work and where they would like to operate. On the same side, the women are going to be working on different, selecting leaders for some different committees and some different areas of responsibilities that the sisters will be in charge of here at Newport News, and then getting those names and that list of people back to the elders so that we can approve them and so we can all go to work. And so that as elders and the minister, Brother Greg has some unique things he needs to do as our preacher and as our evangelist and our minister, and we want him to do those things that are good for him, that are unique to him, the counseling and the teaching and the preaching. That's why we've hired him to do those things. We as elders, me and Brother Maxwell, we need to get our hands out of some of the daily-day management and organization of the church. We need to be more about, and we do this, but we need to even wrap it up even more. We need to be doing search and rescue of lost sheep. There's a lot of lost sheep from this congregation. We need to be search and rescue, being available to teach classes and evangelism, being available for the sick and for the shut-in to do those evangelism. So we've been doing those things. and doing a lot of other things. And so it's time for us to push off some of these things and let other brothers and sisters of the congregation take on some responsibilities so that me and Maxwell can do the work that we're supposed to do, and that's to oversee and feed the flock. And so that's what we're going to be doing today as we start our training, this first training of the year 2020. And so consequently, as we go through the year, each fourth Sunday, you can look forward to the men being together to do some training, to talk about some things that are going to help us to be better as men and leaders and workers in the Lord's kingdom of the congregation. And on the other side, these sisters will be doing the same as well. And so we take this mold from Moses, but not only Moses, but it's also the New Testament that we delegate and that we push things out to qualify people that will be able to lead and serve. Paul said, the things that you've heard from me, he told Timothy, to share those things with faithful men. We don't give you things to make you faithful. We're not going, if you're not already faithful, we're not going to give you something to do to make you faithful, because giving you a responsibility ain't going to make you faithful. You already are faithful, and because you are faithful, then we can give you and put some responsibilities in your hands. And then you, we know that you will faithfully carry those things forward. But we don't give you stuff to make you faithful. We give you stuff because you already are faithful. So for those who are faithful and show themselves to be faithful and diligent and working in the Lord's kingdom, then we want to give you some responsibilities and give you some things that you can have a piece of the puzzle, a piece of the pie, and we can all together rise up and help us Newport News do the things that we need to do. And so that's what we're going to be doing this afternoon is wise counsel. We get it from Moses, from Jethro to Moses, but it's all throughout scriptures that roles are delegated. Even Jesus delegated stuff to his disciples and his apostles. He told them, he said, there's some greater things you're going to do greater than me. And so he delegated some things to them and told them to go out and to preach and to teach before he left this earth. Go therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And so that great commission comes to us. We've been delegated to do the same thing, to go out and to preach and teach. So this afternoon, that's what we're going to be doing as we go into our session this afternoon. But right now, if there's an opportunity, as we have an invitation, if you've walked not accordingly to those things which God would have us to walk in the path of righteousness, walk according to the light, if we haven't been building our life, as Brother Greg said this morning, building our life on the principles of Jesus Christ and his teachings, then our foundation is wrong and we need to come back and correct it and build our life and shape our life around Jesus. If we've been building it on us and our own ability, we're miserable builders. We're building on the wrong foundation. We need to put Christ as the foundation, at the head of the cornerstone, and build on that foundation. So we have an opportunity, if you have not been building properly, you have an opportunity to come back and start and to build the right way. If you just need prayers for strength, you can do so as well. If you're outside the body of Christ, you need to come on into Christ and become a new creature. Old things will pass away and all things will become new when you put on Christ in baptism, believing, hearing that Jesus Christ came to this world, died for you, believing that he did so, believing that he is the Son of God, repenting of your sins, confessing of your faith, and then being baptized in the water we gave of baptism for the remission of your sins. So wherever condition you're in at this time, we have an invitation for you as Brother Montreal comes forward and we together stand and sing.